Father, give me strength. Rembrandt! Hey, Rembrandt!
Huh? Oh, Mama, I'm glad you woke me up. I was having this terrible dream. I dreamt I was commissioned to paint Miss Black America. Nude.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Turned out the winner was Mom's Maybelline.
JJ, I thought I told you not to use my dish towels to wipe your paintbrushes. Now, what do you call this?
How about sunset on the Congo?
How about my hand upside your head? You're making a mess of this whole house. My kitchen is spilling over with your stuff. You know what I almost made for dinner the other night? Turpentine soup.
Ma, you gotta do something about JJ.
Now what?
I was gonna wash my hair. I almost used this tube of paint. I might have wound up with green hair.
You were a little shorter. You'd have been the first black leprechaun.
You know what you'd be? The ugly green giant. Ho, ho, ho.
All right, stop it, the two of you. JJ, what were your paints doing in the bathroom?
I never know where the inspiration may hit me.
In the bathroom?
Some people read, I paint. Can't a man get some rest in his own house?
You should hear what's going on.
I did. Your voice is carried all the way to the west wing of the mansion.
James, I want you to talk to JJ.
All right, baby. Hi, JJ. How you doing?
Not bad.
Good. I talked to him. Now I'm going back to sleep.
Very funny.
You can't get nothing done in this town.
Now, what's eating you?
I was on this protest march. We were demanding more black policemen in the projects area. But they came and broke it up.
Who broke it up?
Some black policemen.
I'm going back to sleep.
James, before you go, there's something else we got to discuss about JJ.
Well, what's to discuss, babe? If the boy made a mess, let him clean it up.
It ain't the mess he made. It's the mess he might be in. How come all of a sudden he got so much art supplies? Where'd he get all that money? I hope he hasn't been finding things.
Journey, have you been finding things?
I'm no longer forced by economic necessity to find things. I have what we call in artistic circles a patron.
A patron? What's he talking about?
A patron is a sponsor. How'd you get a sponsor?
I took a couple of my masterpieces downtown, and this dude who recognizes true talent and divine inspiration when he sees it took one look at my work, and it blew his mind. To the tune of $10 for some art supplies.
A man gave you $10?
Yeah, so I can keep on exercising my ebony genius on canvas.
Hey, how about that?
But take a look at this, baby.
Well, this is art.
I don't know. JJ, why don't you paint things like trees, mountains, green meadows?
Sooner we get some of them around here, I'll paint them.
Paint jolly things, something gay.
I did, Mama. This is Sweet Willie Koontz.
Baby, let the boy do his thing. I mean, he got a sponsor now, ain't he? Hey, Junior, who is this cat that knows the real Evans talent when he sees it?
He owns little, get this word, boutique.
That's a fancy name for a store where they charge you too much.
Mm. When you got a name like Boutique, you got to charge more. Anyway, you're going to meet him pretty soon because he's coming over here. He wants to pick out two of my paintings. He thinks he can sell them.
Hey, JJ, this could be the big break you've been waiting for.
Yeah, I'm on my way. I'm going to be the Hank Aaron of the art world. Mr. Jackson's even got a little storage room over his store. Pardon me, Boutique. That word is dynamite. Anyway, he says I can paint there anytime I want to.
Yeah, now, how about that, baby? Now, Junior's gonna have his own separate place to paint. Won't be no... Did you say Jackson? What's his first name?
Leroy. Leroy Jackson.
Hold on now, James. It can't be the same one.
How we know it ain't?
Well, how we know it is?
What's going on?
I don't want to talk about it.
Long time ago, somebody named Leroy...
I'll talk about it. Before I married your mother, Junior, me and Leroy Jackson was working in a gas station together. Boy, we was tight. I mean, we did everything together. We drank together, we partied together, and we decided to go into business together. So I gave Leroy Jackson $250 of my money to put on the business. You know what he did with it? He blew it on a horse. I mean, he was my friend, and I trusted him. He blew everything, the money, the business, and our friendship on a horse.
Daddy, the horse lost, huh?
Is the elephant heavy?
James, you're being foolish about this whole thing. It can't be the same one. There are at least 200 Leroy Jacksons in Chicago.
Well, there's 80,000 at Soldier's Field the night that pigeon picked on your Uncle Hector.
James, how long are you going to carry a grudge? The Bible says, love your enemies and pray for them.
Well, baby, when I catch up to Leroy Jackson, you pray for him. Because he's going to need it to recover from that head whipping I'm going to put on
him. That ain't the kind of prayer the Lord had in mind.
The Lord ain't never lost $250 on a horse.
Hey, Mr. Jackson.
Hello, Junior.
Come on in. I want you to meet my family. This is my mother, my brother, and my sister.
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, folks. This is Mr. Jackson, my jackpot. I want you to meet the man who fathered this magnificent talent, my dad. Daddy, this is
Leroy Jackson. The only man I ever trusted to go into business with, and you beat me out of my money.
James Evans. I can't believe it.
Well, you're going to believe it after I separate your teeth from your mouth.
James, now there's going to be no violence in this house.
Ain't going to be in the house, baby. The first punch gonna knock him clean out in the hallway.
James, I just want to say one
thing. Man, I don't want to hear.
Matt, I've been trying to say this for 20 years.
I said I don't want to hear.
James, let the man speak his piece.
No. Now, Leroy Jackson, get the hell out of my house.
Not until I get this off my chest.
Daddy, don't throw him out. He wants to help J.J.'s career.
Baby, ain't nobody in this family taking no help from him. Now, split, man. Man, I said I don't want to hear it. Now, split.
Well, too bad, Junior.
Dad, what are you doing? Mr. Jackson, don't go. Dad.
Thanks a lot, Dad. You just turned my jackpot into two lemons and a plum.
You better check yourself, Junior. I don't need no lip out of you and no favors from him.
Just because y'all had a hassle 20 years ago, I don't see why I gotta suffer. I wasn't even born yet. And if I'd known this was gonna happen, I wouldn't even bother to show up.
Can't let a silly argument like this stand in the way of your son's future.
Yeah! Who are you saying yeah to?
To whom it may concern?
Can I say something? This was a big chance for J.J. The people could have discovered his talent.
Do my ears deceive my face? Thelma, are you saying something kind about me? I could kiss you.
I ain't say nothing that kind. Daddy, I'd like to express the black point of view. The world needs more artists like J.J. to represent us.
I'd like to express myself from the black father's point of view. This house can do with a lot less fat mouth from a militant midget like you. That also goes for the medium and the large.
You ain't heard from the giant economy side yet. James, the children are right. You did the wrong thing.
Now look, Florida, I'm running this house, and I'm not going to have our kids talking to me that way. Now, Junior, as long as you're living under my roof, you ain't going to do but one thing, and that's obey.
Who says I got to live under your roof?
J.J.!
Oh, what you trying to say, Junior?
I'm saying maybe I ought to leave.
Oh, son, it's rough out there. You'd be back home before your suitcase stopped rocking.
I could make it on my own. Toulouse Lautrec was 18 when he left home. I'm a year younger, but I'm a lot taller.
Okay. I think you're letting this go too far.
No, Mama. Mr. Jackson says I could use his storage room. Maybe I'll take him up on that.
June, you mean to say you stay with a man who betrayed your father?
Oh, Dad, that was 20 years ago. He's my patron now.
Well, son, and that's if you care about being my son. If you go anywhere near Leroy Jackson's house, you can forget about ever coming back here again.
James! Who says I'm coming back?
JJ!
Well, you got your hat, get your coat.
James, please!
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going back.
I'll help you.
JJ, don't leave.
Hey, come on, JJ, don't do this.
I'm being asked to.
James, tell your son this is his house, too.
If he sets foot outside that door, it ain't his house no more.
JJ, you heard of Mama. Goodbye, Mama. Goodbye, Michael. Goodbye, Thelma. Goodbye, almost everybody.
James, you remember when Junior was born, you came into my room, picked him up in your arms and said, Florida, this boy is going places. I never dreamed it'll be the storage room over a boutique. You like to sleep late on Sunday morning.
I ain't been sleeping too good since JJ left. I'm used to having him in bed with me.
I know, son.
I keep dozing off, but every time JJ don't kick me, I wake up.
I haven't been sleeping too good myself these last few days.
Yeah, I heard you and Daddy arguing all night.
We were not arguing. We were discussing the problem.
It sure was a loud discussion. Mama, when's the problem coming home?
I wish I knew, child.
I sure do hope for soon, because I need JJ to kick me to sleep.
Why don't you get washed up? Breakfast will be ready soon.
Hey, mister, what you doing up so early?
I had a bad night. You got Mama to argue with. I ain't got nobody.
Better pull that lip in. Morning, baby.
It's morning. There ain't nothing good about it.
You stop looking at me like I'm an imperial wizard of the clan.
If the sheet fits.
Oh, now, baby, I'm still your husband and you're still my wife.
We're also the mother and father of a son that's not here. James, we could get that boy back if you just be reasonable.
I am reasonable.
Then why don't you tell JJ it's all right for Jackson to help him?
Now, Florida, my mind's made up, and that's that.
Lord, make this man more reasonable.
Hey, I don't want you doing no praying for me, woman, without my permission.
James Evans, you watch your mouth. How you know the Lord won't reach down and punish you for that?
Well, the Lord is my friend, too. Hey, we're running buddies, ain't we, Lord?
James, that is blasphemy. And the Lord is going to show you a sign and make you know it.
All right. I'll give him 10 seconds to show me a sign. You ready, Lord? Let's go.
James, you put that watch back on and apologize.
Now, you stay out of this, woman. This is between me and the Lord. You hear that, Lord? This is James Evans talking. You got 10 seconds to do your thing.
James, you ain't doing that.
Well, time's running out. He ain't laid a glove on me yet. 10, 9...
James,
give me that
dumb watch. 7, 6, 5,
James, 5, 5.
Uh-huh. Maybe he didn't lay a glove on you, but he sure punched a hole in your watch.
Just a coincidence, and you know it.
Coincidence? No, this ain't no coincidence. I warned you about flying in the face of the master.
Having another one of those discussions?
It's just a three-way discussion. Go finish setting the table.
Yes, ma'am. No. Sure does seem funny setting the table for 4 instead of 5.
Well, just do it without any references to number 5, will you?
Okay. But it's going to be weird. Sitting around eating without once hearing somebody say, Dynamite.
Now you keep that up, we're gonna be down to a setting for 3, number 4.
Morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey, morning, baby girl. Why are you so down? I know you had all the time you needed in the bathroom this morning, didn't you?
That's the trouble, Daddy. There's no fun without J.J. pounding on the door and yelling, "Get out of there, girl! You've been going steady with the bathroom mirror long enough."
Well, that's enough of that. Let's just sit down and eat our breakfast, and that's all.
Michael, say the blessing.
Thank you, God, for the grits we are about to receive. And when you finish with us, say hey to J.J.
Now, what kind of blessing is that?
The Lord ain't got nothing against a good B.S. Let's face it, James, the children miss J.J. I miss him, and in your heart, you know you miss him, too. Why don't we just ask him to come home?
No way, baby. That boy ain't setting foot in this house again until he can show some respect for his father. Now, can we eat, please, before I lose my appetite?
I already lost mine. Tell my baby when you all finish, clear the table for me.
Okay, Mom.
Hey, baby, where you going?
Your Highness has had his breakfast served, and I'm going to church. It's Sunday, remember?
Look here, I ain't busy this morning. You want me to go with you?
No, I don't think so. The sermon this morning is going to be about the prodigal son.
Come in.
Hi, Junior.
Oh, hi, Mr. Jackson.
How's it going?
Not too good. All this quiet is disturbing my concentration.
I could bring the radio up.
No, I don't mean that kind of noise. I mean family yapping kind of noise. That's music to paint by.
I'll bring the radio up anyway. It might help.
Thelma, will you stop looking over my shoulder making dumb remarks about my paintings? My remarks ain't half as dumb as your paintings. You could paint a white line down the middle of a road. I'd like to paint a stop sign over your big fat mouth. Now, why don't you shut up and let me concentrate, ugly sister? Be a witch doctor and use your real face as the baby. Yeah? Yeah! Mama, you hear that? She called me ugly.
Yeah, I heard. I better talk to you. I think you flipped.
Hey, I begin to sign like Mama. Mama!
JJ, what's happening? Are you all right, son?
Sure. Just trying to recreate the peaceful sounds of home. Yell at me.
I didn't come here to yell at you. I came here to see how you were, and I see. You're just as lonesome for us as we are for you.
Yeah, I'm getting flaky having a bathroom all to myself. And look out that window. No kids playing stickball. Ned the Wino not passed out in the gutter. Nobody mugging nobody. All this quiet is just too much for me. This is the only thing I've painted so far.
Well, you're sure holding up a sign to me. You want to come home.
I don't know. If Dad wasn't so hung up about Mr. Jackson, I could stay at home and paint, and Mr. Jackson could still sell my paintings.
I'll keep working on you, Daddy. I want you home too, son. In the meantime, I better go. I told James I was going to church. JJ, you need any money?
No, I'm all right, Mama.
All right. But if you need anything, you be sure and let me know. You hear?
I will.
Bye, son.
Bye, Mom.
James!
What you doing here, woman? supposed to be going to church?
Well, I was, but the Lord detoured my footsteps in this direction. What you doing here?
Well,
you sound just like the heads of one of them oil companies trying to explain gasoline prices.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm doing here.
Okay.
I'm missing my red checkered shirt, and I thought Junior might have packed it in with his stuff by mistake. That's what I'm doing here now.
Well, that makes sense, except for one thing.
Huh?
You're wearing it. Oh, James, come on now. Admit it. You want J.J. home as much as the rest of us do, and you came over here to ask him back.
No, that's the last thing on my mind, baby, but I'm still the boy's father, and I came over here to warn him about that no-good crook Jackson, because, Junior, once a crook, always a crook.
And once a stubborn ox, always a stubborn ox.
James! Leroy Jackson, get the hell out of my house!
What?
Man, this is my house. Well, then get the hell out of your house. I ain't going nowhere. Now, look here, James.
No, you look. You've been woofing so much, you don't give nobody else a chance to woof.
Amen. Just be quiet, Florida. Now, Jackson,
I'm going to talk this time, James Evans, and I don't care what happens after. But I'm going to say something I've been wanting to say all these years. Something you never gave me a chance to say. But it's on my mind, and I'm going to say it now. After I blew that $250 on the race that day, I came by your house to tell you this, but you slammed the door in my face. I tried to explain it to you the other day, but you threw me out of your house. Well, you're in my house now. And after 20 years, I'm finally going to say it, and you're going to listen.
Y'all ready for this, folks? Here's a man, my blood buddy. Broke my heart, beat me for my money, now he's gonna come up with a 20-year-old excuse. Well, this ought to be good. Go ahead and say it, Jackson.
James, I'm sorry.
Is that what you was trying to say 20 years ago?
Yeah, man.
Ain't that a whip? Well, baby, how you answer I'm sorry?
You don't answer it, honey. You accept it.
Oh, Jackson, you always did fight dirty, man.
Well, I hope you let me keep helping your son, because I think he really's got talent.
Well, if you think you can help him, go ahead.
If somebody really wants to help me, ask me to come home.
Oh, Junior, you can come home anytime you get ready.
Would immediately be too soon?
Immediately would be right on.
Right on, mate. I'm gonna call Thelma, then I'm gonna pack.
What you gotta call Thelma for?
I want her to lock herself in the bathroom. Then when I get home, I'll holler, girl, when you getting out of there? She hollers back, never! Hold it in till you bust! Then I'll know I'm home.
Hey, baby, where's JJ?
Jackson sold one of his paintings, so he's out buying some new things. Mm.
Now, what in the world is that?
When artists, you got to keep up the image.